Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Vibe Breakfast. Miles and Al here.
Vibe 107.6.
Time for our first thoughts of the day. This morning... Actually, just generally recently, am I the only person who's not prepared for the cold who gets surprised on a cold day?
Yeah, no, I'm the same. Because it does come quite suddenly, doesn't it?
But it doesn't. Like, this is the thing that's been getting me, is that it's been getting progressively colder for the last couple of months.
I don't think it has. I think we had a snap last week.
I don't think so. I think it's been... if you do the weather on the show, you'll know, okay, today's highs of 10, highs of 9, highs of 8.
That's true.
And it is progressively getting lower.
You keep track of these things.
And then this week, I've just been like, God, it's cold.
Yeah.
I've been so shocked.
Yeah. No, I totally get you. And the layering up thing, I really struggle in sort of September, October, November. I can never get it right. And then suddenly in December, you just need all the layers on, which you've got today.
Well, yeah, well, not doing this show the last few days and thinking, God, it's freezing at like 9 when I bought the dog. So today, I was... today, I've got T-shirt, jumper, fleece, jacket. I'm toasty.
Strong.
It's great.
Are you too warm or are you okay?
Borderline.
Okay.
Borderline. Yeah. But it's a surprise. I don't know how to cope. My body temperature hasn't adjusted yet, so I'm wearing too many layers. Whereas in a couple of weeks, I'll be in a T-shirt. My body will be used to it again.
Exactly.
I don't know what temperature to put the heating on in the house, because then I'll get too hot.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can never get the heating right.
The whole of this cold snap, as you speak, about the gradual decline to coldness.
You wouldn't think we live in a country where this happens every year, would you?
No. I'm just surprised. Having to defrost the front of the car, the windows.
Oh, man.
Not this morning, because it rained, thank God. It's great. It's easier.
It was all right this morning, wasn't it?
It was all right, yeah. No de-icing. De-ice, that's the word. De-icing. What's on your mind today?
So this is becoming a rant slot for me. There's always something that's winding me up, unfortunately, and this is the place where I get it off my chest. Have you been asked what you'd like for Christmas by members of your family?
Yes.
See, that annoys me. My family always do this, and I want them to think. I want them to surprise me.
Wow, that's very aggressive.
I know, and I know they're not listening, so it's fine. It's only 6:30, not even that.
The thing is, I'm happy them asking. Just don't expect an answer, because I don't know. The things that I want in my life right now are a new phone and a new car. I'm not expecting any of those from people Christmas, so I'm saving.
Yeah.
I can't... think, right, no. What can I justify them getting for me that doesn't seem like it's too much of an expense?
It's such a difficult question.
I'm not going to ask for a pencil, because it's too little. I don't want to ask for some, like, really expensive jeans, because it seems too much.
Yeah, exactly. When you were a kid, it was so easy. You knew on Boxing Day what you wanted the following year.
Yeah.
Yeah, not anymore.
You've seen that press release for the PS6.
Yeah, exactly.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
One of the things that we in Britain have done better than anybody ever is build celebrities out of nothing.
We've got very good at that in the last 20 years or so.
Just for very minimal reason. So yesterday we built our brand new celebrity. Oh, 90-year-old Maggie in Coventry.
Yes.
The first person in the world to take an approved vaccine for COVID-19. Second-hand vaccine. No, an approved vaccine for COVID-19, which is great.
Cute.
Huge news. Mm. But she's megastar now.
Yeah. Well, it's been a very good year for very, very old people becoming celebrities, hasn't it?
Yeah, her and Captain Tom.
Yeah. And the lady that walked further than Captain Tom as well.
Yeah, we like our celebrities. We don't have to celebrate for very long.
Yeah.
No, but Maggie, she's just saying, oh, it's great being first. Of course it is.
Yeah.
It is. You'd be like, famous now.
Yeah,
papers are interviewing me.
She can do what she wants now.
Yeah, they didn't interview the person after you, did they?
Nah, didn't care.
Just you, Maggie. You know, the biggest star in the country right now.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
What a weird thing that must be to suddenly be on the front of all the papers just for getting an injection.
Yeah, just for turning up. And she's more famous than the nurse that administered it. And that nurse, if anything, has done more work here. She just sat there and got prodded.
And in all the photos, you can't see her face. She's got her back to the camera.
That's true.
No one knows who she is.
I swear it's me. I was working at that hospital. It's definitely me. I'm telling you that.
Vibe 107.6.
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday, dear who? Happy birthday to
who?
really simple game. Some celebrity birthdays today. I give Al some cryptic clues. Guess tell me who they are.
I'm quite confident. I'm quite good at this since we changed the way we do it.
Yeah, today's quite difficult.
Is that okay?
Right. Okay. The first person. I'm not Jason Donovan, but I close my eyes. Ooh. Drew back the curtain to see for certain. You know the rest.
Oh. Is that the whole clue, by the way?
That's the whole clue, okay. Yeah. The only thing I can add is that they're in a big family and my mum fancied it.
Yeah, Donny Osmond.
Yeah. That's the thing, the cringe, wasn't it?
We used to have the Joseph musical on VHS and he was Joseph.
Me too! That's it. Yeah, Donny Osmond. Yeah. Okay, second birthday today. As time went by, I became M and the Academy loved my performance as the older Queen Liz.
As time went by... Judy Dench.
Dame Judy Dench.
Dame Judy Dench.
Yeah. Yeah. Proper titles, please.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, man, she's the best, isn't
That's
she?
From As Time Goes By, M from James Bond, mm-hmm. And she was Elizabeth I.
She is an icon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Icon. And then this last one is the really hard one today.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've liked this show, but the little annoying scientist from the show that I actually quite like, about the scientists...
I think it's a show that I hate.
Yeah, I think so.
Who's the little annoying...
Your character name will be fine.
Oh, is it... Simon...
Oh, my God.
I know this because I've met him.
Have
Simon
you?
Helberg.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Where'd you meet him?
I met him at Edinburgh Film Festival
really?
A few years ago. He was very nice.
Yeah, he played Howard!
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he's 40 today.
Wow, happy 40. 40.
Judy Dench, 86. Donny Osmond, 63.
Oh, well, there you go. Happy birthday.
All my mum fancied him. They're about the same age.
Still a good-looking guy.
Achievable. Yeah, well, I think it looks like, I mean...
Well, yes.
You claim he's probably had a bit of, you know...
Maybe a bit.
He's probably been down the laser skin group.
Haven't we all?
Anyway, there's another birthday today, and this isn't a clue for you. It's just I love his name. And I'm sorry, but we're allowed to laugh sometimes. He's an ex-NFL Hall of Famer. He turned 78 today, and his name is Dick Butkus.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
This week is Vaccination Week. Well, as we're calling it Vaccination Week.
Yeah.
Maggie's had the vaccine. Mm. Other people have as well, I think. They didn't just do it for Maggie yesterday.
Yeah, several thousand by now, I think. But yeah. Maggie is the headline news.
But it's also made me think, you know what, if I could get vaccinated against other things, what would I get vaccinated against? So it got me thinking.
Okay, I see.
The top three things to get vaccinated against. Three. Getting fat. Just there was a vaccine that meant I didn't get fat and I could eat whatever I wanted.
Mm.
And never exercise. And
be
stay
perfect,
fit.
Wouldn't it? Get all the chocolate down you.
Yeah, but then I still put on muscle if I wanted to go to the gym and do that.
Mm. Yeah, it's important to draw a distinction there.
So it's literally just the fat.
Yeah.
No fat.
Mm.
I don't want any fat. So there the vaccine go. Just means do what you want. No fat. Two. Bad drivers. Oh!
Now, how would this work?
Oh, it just means that no one could drive badly around me.
Yeah, there's just, as soon as they get near you, their driving becomes
yesterday,
impeccable.
Someone pulled out on me. Mm. Like, I'm on the main road and I'm going, and someone just pulled out in front of me.
Oh,
and so I've had to... They beeped!
Yeah. That's the worst, isn't it?
So angry at myself because I didn't get to the horn in time.
Yeah. You're engaged in that race for the horn.
Yeah, I want to be vaccinated against them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so against bad drivers. And one, service staff that don't smile or talk to you. I went to a fast food place a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Not a word. Served in silence. They just looked at me and I went,
yeah,
I'll have a... burger, please.
They don't even need to bother anymore. They've got those automated till things.
Yeah, and then they just handed it to me, and I was just like,
yeah.
Oh, cheers.
Have a lovely day.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd look like you're happy in your work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be vaccinated against them as well.
Mm. Get them vaccinated against that as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, get them vaccinated for rudeness.
Yeah.
Just general rude people. I don't like rude people. I like manners. I just like people to be polite and happy.
Exactly.
And I know that people aren't happy all the time, but just polite. Just if you're at work and you're in the service industry, all I require is hello, how's your day going?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, thank you. I don't want a full chat. I don't want that.
Yeah, even if you don't care how my day's going at all.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, good, thank you. What can I help you with? Blah, 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 blah. Thank you, have a nice day.
Yeah.
How hard is that to ask?
Job done.
Vibe 107.6.
So, you know, I love the festive season as much as the next person.
Yes.
But I'm quite serious about this, I'd like to propose a worldwide Christmas music ban.
I think we need a change then in music on
You're
this
gonna
show.
You're going to wind me up immediately.
No!
that's not my type of thing, really, to do, is it? I'm just gonna...
Yeah, yeah, sure. Now, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. When I say Christmas music ban, I ain't talking about this kind of thing. Right. I'm talking about the writing and recording of new Christmas music.
Ah, oh, you're such a Grinch.
When's the last time? I would argue 2003, when The Darkness did that song we heard a while ago. That's the last time someone did a good new Christmas song.
I quite like Cozy Little Christmas, Katy Perry.
Oh, come on.
It's good. Ariana Grande's Christmas song's not bad.
No.
Michael Bublé. You're effectively impoverishing Michael Bublé.
He just records old Christmas standards. That's his whole thing.
No, yeah, but still.
Yeah, have a holly jolly Christmas. Yeah. He didn't write that.
No, but still, you're just sending him back.
Have you heard Robbie Williams' lockdown Christmas song?
Okay, right. Robbie Williams' Christmas songs, we can... every so often, a bad song comes out. We can say that about all year. It's Friday, but by Rebecca Black was released. Yeah, remember that? And that was summer.
Genuinely, though, and this is... And I mean this. I don't think now, when people release a Christmas song, I think by the following year, it's generally been forgotten. It's not, you know, in 20 years' time, we're not going to be listening to it like we are listening to Wham and Slade and everything else now.
I like Cozy Little Christmas. I think we will, yeah. It's a good song.
Everybody's in a hurry, in a flurry. Shopping to the dropping.
Sorry, it's been what, 30 seconds? What did you just say, Al?
I think it's been about 5 seconds. Yeah. It is quite good, this, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good song. And it came out last year.
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe.
It's time for this.
Grab a jab. Grab a jab. Quiz. It's the grab a jab quiz. Did you like that?
I did, and well done for reacting.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So, we had a conversation yesterday. You said you want to do some vaccine-themed stuff in the show, because it's big news, right?
Yeah, Maggie's our favourite new person.
Yeah, so you said to me, do you reckon you can do a vaccine-themed quiz? And I thought, yeah, I reckon I can do that. I racked my brains, and this is what I came up with. As I've said, you know, you can probably take or leave it this week, but we'll give it a go, shall we?
Take it. Stay with us.
Sure.
Don't leave.
So there's four questions, and you'll see why.
Right.
And all you've got to do is it's general knowledge, but it's jab themed. So right. all the questions have something to do with the word jab.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Do you see where I'm going with
this? Yeah, I do.
Okay. Good. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one, and do play along at home if you like. Name the slug-like creature in Return of the Jedi.
It's the first thing I thought was there's going to be an answer that's Jabba the Hutt.
It is, yes, that's correct. That's one.
I'll take that.
I'll just write that down. Number two, who had the catchphrase, quit your jibber-jabber?
Oh, quit your jibber-jabber. Is that Mr. T?
It was Mr. T.
Yeah.
I'm glad that challenged you a bit.
It's that B. Baracus, isn't he, in one of the films? B. Baracus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. T, we'll go that.
Off of the 80. Mr. T, that's absolutely right. That's two out of four so far.
Good
Very
job,
good indeed.
Jab.
Now here's a back to school one. Name the famous nonsense poem written by Lewis Carroll.
Jab?
It's half right.
Jab? Ing? Jab?
Is that your final answer?
COVID jab?
No.
Jab. To jab or not to jab?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
The jab that jabbed me?
Are we going with that? The jab that jabbed me?
The nurse that jabbed me?
All incorrect. It was the Jabberwocky.
Oh, yeah. No, didn't do that.
Does that ring any bells?
Did not study that one at school.
That's incorrect.
Or
that's,
wasn't listening in that class. Either's
it may
equally
have
likely.
I mean, it's literally a nonsense poem, so there's no point reading it at all.
Sounds it.
No, exactly. So that's number three, the Jabberwocky. Incorrect. Number four, who was famous for the dancing jab in the boxing ring?
What? Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, it's basically to name a boxer, isn't it? Yeah. It was Muhammad Ali, that's correct. That's three out of four. Now, the reason there's four questions is I ran out of jab-themed things.
Vibe 107.6.
Over the weekend, I was down at our local spa.
Oh, God, I love a spa.
Do you know what? I've not been to a spa for ages.
A spa shop, not as, like, I wasn't getting a massage or anything.
Oh, I thought that was what you were talking about.
No.
So you love a spa shop.
Oh, so good.
They're not big
enough for the weekly shop, but they've got all the bits you need if you ever need bits.
We haven't got one around us. I do miss it, actually.
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. Anyway, I was in the spa, and I saw someone doing something I think is really weird.
Mm.
They were FaceTiming someone in the spa.
That's annoying.
It's
That's really
odd.
Annoying.
I don't... Why? Do you ever FaceTime in public?
No, absolutely not. And I see people do that in the street and on train. You can imagine what I'm like. I'm so grumpy anyway.
you go, turn it off. I don't want to be on your camera. Stop filming. Illuminati.
Just ring them. You know, someone's walking down the street with their phone up to their face and they're doing a video call.
She was in the queue.
Yeah.
For the counter. That's what you queue for in a
usually,
spa.
Yeah.
And when she got to the till, she said, hold on a minute, and she put her phone on the till with it facing up, so the person just staring at staring at the ceiling
with items going across the screen.
Oh, you've been a bit unhealthy this week, haven't you, darling? Yeah, why? I just don't understand why anyone would FaceTime in public. It's so weird. It's odd to me.
People can't sort of compartmentalise and say, right, I'm going to do this when I get home. It's just like, oh, I need to do it now, even though I'm in the shop.
Yeah, and they're in their headphones, so just call them.
Yeah, exactly.
Just call them. Why do you need to die anyway? 80818, start your text with Vibe. What weird things do you think people do in public? What do people do in public that you think is really weird? For
there's
me, it's FaceTiming. If you're you might be someone sat there going, what? I FaceTime in public all the time. I think you're weird. 80818, start your text with Vibe. What weird things do people do in public?
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
You got me thinking about, and I'm going to contextualise this, about public nudity.
Okay. It's just where the mind goes,
yeah,
isn't
just
it?
Where my mind went. But it made me think about, you know, when you go to the swimming pool and you're in the changing rooms,
yeah,
and there are some people that just are very happy to walk around naked,
yeah,
everything hanging out.
Yeah.
Generally, in my experience, it's older blokes that do that.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering,
kicking them along, aren't they?
Am I now getting to an age where it's okay to do that, and maybe I should start?
Well, the thing is, I've always been completely fine. I think just through football, because we shower off the game. Not at the moment, social distancing, but we did. I'm okay with stripping off and getting changed, but I don't walk around.
No, that's the thing. Nut. Sometimes you get a sense that people are being naked for as long as possible. They've got the towel in their hand, but they're not wrapping it around.
Doing some very odd stretches.
Yeah, just having a conversation and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, a towel over their shoulder.
Yeah, but now I'm 30, I might stop.
Yeah, you might as well. Maybe you just think people wearing flares is odd in public. I do. I think they should be banned
in this day and age.
Maybe people pick their nose in public that you know, and that's weird. I wouldn't do that. No, that's just for the first thing in the morning, isn't it?
Vibe 107.6.
Sweet Tooth got the better of us last night. We ordered a cheeky dessert takeaway.
Wow, I've never done that.
Oh, this place in Watford, and if you know it, you'll know it. And it is so good. And every night we go, should we get a... Normally we're good, but last night we were like,
What do they do?
We got a little bit of cookie dough.
Very nice.
Like all chocolate sauce and stuff around it, chocolate shavings, bit of soft serve ice cream on there.
Nice.
Oh, beautiful.
I've literally never ordered a takeaway dessert.
You should.
It's just never occurred to me.
I'll get you onto this place. This place is good.
Yes.
However, though, is there ever any point in actually filling in the delivery instructions bit ordering
online? Absolutely not.
Honestly, we ordered through the app.
Yeah.
And I put it in. And we couldn't have made it more simple, because I know that sometimes postcodes might not put you in the right place.
Yeah,
and they search
where I live is quite confusing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I put opposite the pub with the pub's name, between this shop and this shop, through this coloured door and up the stairs.
Yeah.
That is a map to my house. There is no way you can get this wrong.
Yeah.
Every single time I get a phone call being like, I can't find you, I'm down the road. Did you open the... And look, this is my conversation last night.
Yeah.
I need your help. Okay. I can't find your place. Have you read the delivery instructions? Yes, I've read the delivery instructions. Well, it's there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the church. Is it the church? No, it's not the church.
No, I do not live in the church.
No, it's not the church. Look up. Can you see a pub? What pub? The pub in the delivery instructions. I've read the delivery instructions. You haven't read the delivery instructions.
Oh, man. It drives
me mad. Yeah, I read the delivery instructions, but my GPS took me here. If your GPS takes you there, there's no point in delivery instructions.
Yeah.
Or so
just use your brain instead of your GPS.
Honestly, I've never needed that cookie dough more.
Oh, it drives me mad.
I was so wound up. We got there in the end, and they said, oh, yeah, I can see the pub. Yes.
Yeah. I have this every single time. There's always the phone call. They're always down the other end of the street, and you have to wave them in like a stricken pilot.
I refuse.
Yeah.
I refuse. I've got to the point where I will not leave the flat until I hear it knock. And they can call me three times, and I'll get increasingly angry, and then they start getting annoyed. Why can't I find your place? Because you don't read the delivery instructions.
Vibe 107.6.